Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. I think there's a little bit more. Oh, I love Ron's. That's a good one. Really good answers to the side question today. Coming off Montgomery County, I'm not sure if it's the transgendered stuff holding a big change your name event again. Talking about somebody whose name has the or of as the barometer. There's a million of them. Give us, it's all in the telling of the story. You heard Mike Donahue, Phil Murphy, making news. Look, Tom Homan looks to be brusque, charging in there, but he is not going to charge in there till he assesses what Murphy's up to here as far as trying to stick to who they're going after at this point. But he's clearly in violation of the law, potentially a felony, and he's adding to the ability to win in New Jersey, since Democrats have to bear this burden now. What are they going to say about Murphy's stance in harboring someone who's not here legally? Scott Presler should be with us momentarily here, his weekly visit, and we'll ask him, because in Jersey, the latest numbers that I see, Republicans up 10,480, Democrats down 2,433. In the latest voter registration. But Scott's got a number of other things to unveil, too, for you, as far as both Pennsylvania and New Jersey. But Murphy truly making a lot of news around this. The other story, though, and we haven't heard any, and, you know, nobody's hitting me on Twitter or whatever. I thought this would be the big story of the day, is that President Trump, with these tariffs, the polling indicates not popular. The markets were running nuts. Yeah, they're down a lot. I'm looking at, Trump saying at a signing of some executive orders, I like the idea of reciprocal tariffs. I'm not on board with that. We got to get Stephen Moore on. I think he's lying low because I don't think he's a tariff guy, and usually he promotes the Trump economic agenda. And the Mexicans have talked to President Trump, and they've now said, all right, a month pause, we'll bring 10,000 Mexican National Guard to the border around fentanyl. You see, here's the thing. This idea of the pain that Americans may suffer, because at least temporarily, the markets are all over the place. You got to expect if this continues, if it actually gets into play, that some items at the grocery store are going to go up. You know, the media is, of course, going to make people think the worst with this. But it's not something that routinely works. President Trump saying now we'll have a big negotiation with Mexico. All right. They have pledged 10. What's the metric? Here's what I want to ask, and it's not an easy one. What's the metric on this that we want with fentanyl? For me, it's not the 10,000 Mexicans going to the National Guard to the border. That doesn't do it for me. We agreed that we would crack down more on heavy weaponry going into Mexico. What needs to happen with Mexico is they have to take on the cartels. They're not going to take on the cartels. That's the bottom line. And that's where our opportunity is. We've declared them domestic terrorists. to go after them. I'm not talking with Americans in gunfights with them. I'm talking strategic bombing inside Mexico. Are you on that or not? The 10,000 sent to the border to stop fentanyl. Now, I will give you something that Trump has done that has an element that helps with in these orders. That helps with leveling the playing field. Brilliant column today at the Free Press. And the author says the Gap paid $700 million clothing retailer last year in import taxes. H&M paid $200 million. But two big Japanese, is it pronounced Temu and Shein, are not only Shein, not only exempt from tariffs and other taxes, they're also exempt from government rules covering product safety, forced labor dictates, and so on, that the Gap and H&M have to comply with. It's much easier for customs and border officials to inspect a shipping container that's filled with goods that are vouched for with proper documentation than it is to inspect the more than 1 million packages coming in, 1 million a day from those two Chinese companies. What's more, many things end up slipping through the cracks. Unsafe items, knockoffs, products made with forced labor, and yes, chemical precursors that are used to make fentanyl. So what Trump has done under this is leveling the playing field. You know, it's got an economic term here, et cetera. But on this one, this is a benefit that's in this. This would take away these tariff exemptions. It's a loophole. American consumers receive 1.4 billion packages under this de minimis loophole. And these two Chinese companies have not had to pay anything on it. That's the bottom line here. So look, I'm going to tell it to you straight. I like this part of it. I don't like, you know, tariffs with Colombia. That was a good ploy. What's Colombia going to do? But in the case with Canada here, not exactly sure. Is it about fentanyl? It's minimal fentanyl coming in from Canada. And with Mexico, we've extracted from them a promise to put 10,000 of their National Guard up on the border. Okay. But what's the metric we're going to use to judge this when it comes to fentanyl coming into the country is my point. Does that seem to you like that's going to be a preventative or not? And I don't see this as the way to go. Now, as far as the Chinese, Dan's been researching this. We're going back and forth. But it's a fair point that the Chinese already have tariffs, at least on some goods.
Almost all goods.
And now we're adding 10% more to this. And I don't think the media, to Dan's point, has played this well enough. And it looks like we're going easier on China. What are we going to extract? What I'm asking is this. What is it exactly, after some pain Americans might see through this, that we're going to extract from them that would be effective to cut down on fentanyl making its way into America? What is it exactly that's a good metric? That's what I'm always looking for. And sending the 10,000 troops to the border and all, look, I've been there, it was a while ago now, to Juarez. They're scared to death of the cartels. I've told the story, the guy that was my keeper to take me to the mayor to interview him inside his office in Juarez. I saw these three Jeeps with machine guns on them. I said, well, why don't they spread out in Juarez? Safety, for safety. They had to be together. They got a machine gunner on the back. I mean, you know, I'm thinking, uh-oh. We're driving in a Toyota or something into the mayor's office, you know, with this guy. They're afraid of him. It's a narco state. What is it they have to do to prove they're getting tougher on this to cut this down? It's not so much intercepting here and there at the border. It's about going after these killers. Are they willing to do that? I don't see any evidence there. They're scared to death they'll be killed themselves. Let's go to John in Westchester. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, afternoon. Hey.
Good afternoon, Dom and Dan and Henry. Dom, I have a couple of disagreements with some of your concepts here. The first one is on tariffs.
Yes.
You know that you say, well, you know, tariffs don't work. Well, the prosperity of the 1920s in the United States was due primarily to our tariff policy that created a favorable position for our goods and, you know, for the production of our goods in the United States. And then the problem was that towards the end of that, after Coolidge left, they got a little too greedy and went with the Smoot-Hartley tariffs, and that created most of the problems that led to the Great Depression.
So you're arguing that it's not the tariff per se, it's the excess of it.
Yes, excessive tariffs could be a problem because then that gives the other side more reason to tariff us back.
Okay, but well then, John, tell me, don't these people in the marketplace understand this then? The markets, the last 2 days, it's been brutal.
Well, the market right now, the reason they're doing it is because they want to take advantage of these announcements in order to be able to drive down the prices of stocks that some of the large hedge funds missed on earlier, you know, that have gone up a lot. And they're trying to use that opportunity to, you know, purchase, like, say, in a, you know, a chip maker that they, you know, that might be down 15% from its high 3 weeks ago. And they know that it's going back up because of the demand for the chips and things like that.
All right. Well, so, John, a little bet with you. This is a great moment. Let's see a month from now if this continues, which I don't think it will.
It won't be. No, we won't. There won't be a trade war, and there won't be tariffs. We won't be talking about it a month.
All right. Well, then that part is good. Look, the Mexicans have blinked, or have they, John? What's your metric that they're going to do something about fentanyl? I gave you mine. They're saying they're going to send 10,000 Mexican National Guard to the border.
Well, the metric is if either the Mexicans or an agreement with the United States allows us to move against. There's a town in Mexico, north western Mexico, that is nearly all Chinese, and that's where a lot of Chinese chemists and all are over there, you know, mixing the precursors and putting them together and getting them to the cartels to press into pill form and different things like that. So it's whether we get the opportunity to move in and close down that operation, because it's a major operation. It's not just an operation, you know, that's in two little huts and something like that.
Right.
I mean, it's full on labs and things like that, you know, that cost, you know, money to replace. And so that'll be a metric, but that's not going to come for probably until sometime this summer or something like that, because there's a lot of agreements and the United States military has to decide who they can have confidence in and things like that.
Well, that would be a metric for me. You and I are on the same page here versus just sending troops to the border. What's your helicopter comment, John?
Okay. Well, the mission that they were on was not really in what should be termed combat readiness. It was a continuity of government readiness training exercise that they perform, which is designed to evacuate the federal government from the District of Columbia out in case of a disaster or a war or something like that. So those type of training exercises have to be performed in that area because that's where they're going to take place.
All right. Well, my point is it should be very limited to that. I hear your point. And it shouldn't be an inordinate number of these. It's too crowded of a space to be training on anything else.
Well, I think that there are ways to mitigate all that. And I'm not in disagreement with you, that maybe certain hours of the evening should limit that if there's a lot of traffic coming in and out of, you know, runway 33 and runway 19 at, you know, Reagan National.
I hear you. John, give me your the or of.
Attila the Hun.
I should have taken that off. I don't know if I said that in the beginning. I did not say that one. Attila the Hun. You hear he's coming. That's one of the most frightening names of all time. That'd be a good one someday. When you hear this guy's coming. On the other side, he's signing up there. Attila the Hun. You're like, all right, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, we got to lock the doors. We got to get
exactly.
Out of town.
Yeah, exactly. That's time to surrender. Yeah. Joe in Bordentown, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what do you have?
Well, as the czar of Trenton, my answer to the side question would be Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear.
Yeah, that was a very long-standing, still is. Okay. Alan in Hamilton. This has a local tie. Alan, what's yours?
The Big Boss with the Red Hot Sauce, the Geeter, Jerry Blavitt.
With the heater. That's right. Yes, with the heater. Jerry Blavitt. All right. It is time right now, though, on that note, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, and today we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Atlantic City Convention Center February 26th through March 2nd. For more information and tickets, visit acboatshow.com.
Right. Yeah, Dom. So today, the side question is, what are those all-time best the or of
right.
names? Turns out a lot of bands out there have the in their name, including, you know, say, the band. But today we're not talking about the band. I am going to play a cover song of a famous song, Dancing in the Moonlight. I want the name of the band covering this, and I implore you to be specific when you give your answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Let's
hear it.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Everybody, we're dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things light. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
All right, name of the band is what we're looking for. You heard all those clues. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ted.
Rich Zeoli. Rich Zeoli.
America is the greatest country in the world. And the other thing great countries do is they make sure that they can keep their people warm in the winter and cool in the summer because we have the energy that we need and we're not dependent upon countries that are lesser countries. We should not in the United States of America be dependent upon Venezuela. America is better than Venezuela. We should all be able to say that. We're better than Venezuela. We're better than China. We shouldn't be dependent on China. We're better than Russia. For the longest time, the left wouldn't let you say this. I'm proud to say America's better than China.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
If you depend on Social Security, your retirement lifestyle may be at risk.
Jim O'Neill, I'm from Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. I have my doubts about where we're going as a country. Much of our Social Security funding may dry up, which is not good for the citizens who paid into that system. Take your money and put it into a crash-proof retirement system. With the crash-proof retirement system, I can supplement or even replace Social Security and not deplete my nest egg. It's guaranteed. This year, I have earned over 14%. We do not have to pay any fees, and you cannot lose it. I have absolute peace of mind because I am protected by Crash Proof Retirement.
Schedule an appointment or register for our next event at the William Penn Inn on February 4th. Seating is limited and registration is required. 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
At PGW, safety is essential to delivering clean, reliable natural gas to Philadelphia homes and businesses. If you smell gas, call PGW at 215-235-1212. Edelman's Coins, Philadelphia's local bullion dealer, edelmanscoins.com.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and if you're still dragging your feet, here's my advice. Get to Family & Company Jewelers, and you're guaranteed to walk out with a gift that will last forever. They have a huge selection of 24-carat gold-dipped roses in pretty much any color you can imagine. The perfect Valentine's Day gift is right on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, at Family & Company Jewelers.
Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
This Saturday morning at 10, tune in to a special edition of Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie. Get the latest news and information affecting your health and wellness. Your Radio Doctor at a special time, this Saturday, February 8th at 10 a.m.
Win big this winter with CNC Heating and Air Conditioning's win-win deal, offering the best HVAC value on new installs to keep your home warm. Save thousands instantly with no equipment markups, extended 10-year warranty, rebates, and tax credits. Plus, CNC makes budgeting for your new system easy with 0% financing options. Schedule an estimate today with CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, your local York certified comfort experts, and start saving today. Visit cc-hvac.com.
Offers only for new installations through February 28th.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Keeping free speech alive. Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Let's hear the clue and let's see if we can get a winner.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
All right, let's go to Alice in Maple Shade here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alice, afternoon. What's the name of the band?
Hey, Dom. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Wow.
Wow, that's very precise, Alice. How did you know that?
Well, my son is addicted to the Haunted Mansion from Disney. So he actually has that album.
Okay. Very nice. Very precise. Well, enjoy the boat show, Alice. Man, it's amazing.
Thank you.
Can't stump people, and that's
I pulled Dancing in the Moonlight from the Muppets Haunted House, and by the Muppets. It's crazy.
He's got a lot of trust in the audience, too, because I said there's no way.
Dan was shaking his head and his fist
that's
back here. No one's going to get it.
Scott Presler is AWOL, huh? So I should text him, I guess, at some point here.
I'll send him a couple messages, no response.
Are they getting through? He's always somewhere with shady service, it seems.
Yeah, I'll text him now. Let's see if we get him back on. He's got a couple of interesting developments. By the way, tomorrow looks to be a huge day. We definitely, by all circumstances, the vote in committee on RFK Jr. I'd put it at 50-50 that he gets out of committee. If he gets out of committee, I think he's going to make it. But it's Senator Cassidy, who's a doctor from Louisiana, and the pressure's got to be enormous. Not sure what he's going to do. Louisiana, yeah. Not sure what he's going to do. And Tulsi Gabbard might be tomorrow. There the play is, will it be in secret or not? But Phil Murphy is making big news by harboring someone who's here illegally over his garage. We believe it to be the mansion garage in Jersey, and he just dropped that yesterday. And Mexico looks like they have blinked a bit here. 1 month pause on the tariffs. So that was supposed to go into effect tomorrow. Canada, they talked with President Trump at 3. So we'll see. Is this just a paper loss in the market? Then it'll bounce back once this is settled. I don't know. You have a month of this going back and forth. Will it have impact at this point? Well, I don't know about the Canadian products, whether it'll have impact or not. But we will...
No, not my maple syrup.
Yeah, that was a joke last night at the Grammys. By the way, the Grammys are the ultimate participation award show. Bill Maher, devastating on the Friday night show. Some of the categories, I don't know how many they give out every year, but the minutia of categories, if you're, say, in a business 8 to 10 years and you don't win a Grammy, at least as a group or some side thing, and what award should be given for the wife of Kanye West? And Kanye West.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's
outfit?
Or non-outfit. It's pretty amazing. I don't even think they were invited there.
No, they
were sort of escorted out around this. And look, the Jennifer Lopez dress with, was he P. Diddy back then? He was something else. That was a stir.
It's
was within. Yeah, would be nothing in comparison to this. What is left? Yeah, the Grammys are probably the worst award show as far as just the excess of winners. And things, you don't see that with the Academy Awards.
Did you see the local girl, Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
Did pretty well.
Yeah.
Bucks County.
And she mentioned...
I want to thank all the fans that let music be heard by the Recording Academy. I want to thank my mom for driving me to every voice lesson in Bala Cynwyd.
Bala Cynwyd.
I want to thank...
Woo. She said wood. I think it's wid. But,
does anyone say wid?
Well, I did because we used to be in Bala Cynwyd.
My mom for driving me to every voice lesson in Bala Cynwyd.
I think it's wid.
It's, I mean, I know it's spelled that way, but...
Yes, yeah, it's weird, I think. But, yeah, when I heard Bala, wow. That's pretty amazing.
I had to look up
amazing.
When there was a town in California or something.
Yeah, no, she was very... Yeah, and some of them were just... The woman, is it Chappelle, that had the...
Chapel Roan.
Yeah, Chapel Roan.
Yes, had the headgear on that is like Maid Marian and Robin Hood. It was hard to believe.
Did you see
it fell off. Yeah.
Jaden Smith's? Hat that he wore?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
It was a black castle over his head?
Yeah, the whole family is just... and Ro was surprised that Will Smith... Well, he's only banned from the Oscars. The Grammys, they don't care. There wouldn't be any slapping incident there, so everything's good. All right, 855-839-1210. You will get on board. I'm looking to see if there's more information. Nothing yet, though, on Phil Murphy and where he's hiding this illegal immigrant. But this shows you that Homan senses that he's going to do this right. He's going to surveil it. He's going to try to figure out who this woman is. I think Murphy's playing to have them rush in there, and this woman is quasi-legal, some small dispute, and saying, aha, this is what Trump is about. It won't matter. People want this stuff done. As far as the story making national news about the car wash, the reason why some people got picked up there that were collateral is there were people at that car wash in Philadelphia that apparently had deportation orders. They were told multiple times to be deported, and they refused to do it. And when ICE shows up, they don't have to have warrants in this situation since it's outside. And also, if you're there and you're not legal, collaterally, legally, you can be picked up. So we haven't seen anything more here in Philadelphia, South Jersey that I'm aware of. But you have all kinds of people bracing for this. And the impact of the tariffs, that was a great call from Westchester about the tariffs so far with Mexico. But I agree with, was it Joe from Westchester, that the metric should be, is Mexico really putting a dent in fentanyl? Sending 10,000 people to the border is not doing that. It's not easy. The cartels are not going to go away. And if we really want to make this impact, and Americans are going to have some pain in the grocery store and all that, we have to agree, how will we know it did anything about that? And the only way to know it, he's right. If you hit that town where they have all these chemists, things of that nature, The Mexicans won't do it. Would they allow us to do it? Should we just do it anyhow? I would do it anyhow. They're domestic terrorists. Joe in Westchester, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what's yours?
Tom?
Yes, Joe. Hi.
Yeah, I got an answer for the side question.
Sure, Joe.
So not only is it a name, but it's a food we can't do without. Earl of Sandwich.
That's a very good one. Yes, the Earl of Sandwich, the sandwich. That's a pretty good marker to have on your resume. By the way, people at the Diane Cardano event came up to me and said, what? No side question today? That's how much it's part of the fabric. I should, next event, we'll have to have a side question. All right. We'll get you in, though, right now at 855-839-1210. And it's going to be interesting to see what President Trump, what we see this afternoon. All right, Trudeau and Trump, they're talking at 3 o'clock, say by Rich the only time at 4 or something like that. Does Trudeau say, all right, we're going to have a pause? But I really don't see what Canada is doing here on fentanyl. I mean, let's be realistic. It's minimal what they're doing on that. The issue with Canada is balance of trade. Let's just label it that. The other, they're not doing anything on it. It's Mexico and China. But if he says, all right, we'll have a pause, we're not going to go forward with this, then I'd say for now, it's a bit of a win. But we have another month of negotiations and stuff like that going on. What is it that's worth it for Americans to put up with some temporary pain? What would be an indicator? I really like that call about that place in Mexico that is heavy on chemists and others to prepare fentanyl. I think we have a pretty good idea of where they are, what they're doing. The Mexican government is not going to fight with them. I can't see them squelching this in the slightest. They're afraid themselves. The country's being run on this. 855-839-1210. Let me tell you a little bit more about Diane Cardano. I mentioned the event on Saturday. For those of you that joined us on Saturday, fantastic event. My great friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors. She shared great knowledge of the latest trends in the real estate market, covered a lot, like how fast your home will sell in this market, and how the new administration's policies will affect the value of your home with the decrease in regulations and cutting of taxes. If you're looking at selling this year, anytime really soon, maybe you're an empty nester, soon to be an empty nester, let Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors answer all of your questions for you. Diane unlocks the secrets to outshine the competition, boost your bottom line, take control of your equity, and sell fast, smarter, and for more. Have to give her a call. Explore it with her. 215-576-8666. The market is always changing. You really need someone like Diane to help you get the most for your home. Incredible at staging your home. Incredible all the way around. Call 215-576-8666 or visit 215-576-8666.com. All right, the guy is here. Does he have a late note? No, just kidding. Tom Giordano's show, Scott Presler's Monday visit here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry I'm late. You know, I'm here in Harrisburg at the Great American Outdoor Show. And you know as well as I do that 30% of our beautiful hunters in Pennsylvania are not registered to vote. And so early vote action, we had to be here at the biggest show in the world. And I've just been shaking hands, and I lost track of time. So please forgive me.
We do, Scott. You're doing a great work by doing that. Now, my only beef with Scott Presler is, come on, Scott, it's a tough field. I heard that you, on your Twitter, you put your name in for the new media chair there the next time we have a news conference. I'm working all kinds of stuff there with that, Scott. I got no chance. You got 2.2 million people on Twitter?
Hey, you know what? President Trump is going to be the 47th president for over 1,000 days. That means 1,000 different opportunities to have new media in that seat. And I think you should absolutely.
All right. I would love to be there together that day. I have to have my hair especially done 5 minutes before we go on, if that's the case. So, Scott, I see the event that you're at, tremendous, and I see some numbers from another source in New Jersey, plus 10,000 plus for red, negative 2,433 for Democrats registration in Jersey.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. So first, let me just cover Pennsylvania because this is out of the Philly market. And so Pennsylvania, even now in February, we still are trending red. The inactive plus active numbers, D minus R in PA, is down to 185,000. Now, for context, in 2012, that number was 1.1 million more registered Democrats. Now, if you take out inactive numbers, my Pennsylvania people, drum roll, there are only 105,000 more registered active Democrats in Pennsylvania. We are on the verge of making this a conservative state. So please get registered and vote this November. Now, my New Jersey people, for so long, everyone has thought that this is a Democrat blue wall state. But in the month of January 2025, Republicans added 10,000 votes to the Republican Party in New Jersey, and Democrats didn't gain anything. They lost 2,000 voters for a grand total net loss of 12,913 voters in 1 month. Now, for context, in 2021, we only lost the governorship by 80,000 votes. All of you beautiful people that have been registering voters and that are bringing this enthusiasm to New Jersey, you took away basically 1/8 of what we lost by in 2021. The governorship, I need you to make a plan to vote on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. We can win New Jersey.
Scott, without a doubt, I mean, it is becoming more and more apparent. Did you happen to see, you're there at the show, that Governor Murphy announced he's harboring someone who's here illegally in his garage above his garage in his mansion.
I had not heard that. I think then perhaps he needs to get a visit from DHS and perhaps even Secretary Kristi Noem. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm mentioning it because now Democrats in the Jersey, the five or six that are running for governor, Scott, they have to be asked repeatedly, what's their position on this? If they were a governor, would they do something like this?
Well, and so therefore, let's really break it down what that means. Let's break this down. That means we need to ask them peacefully, but you show up to their town halls. You bring a camera with you. You record them, and you ask them, would you break the law? Would you harbor illegal aliens? Or why didn't you vote for the Laken Riley Act? Why do you think criminal illegal aliens should be able to steal from us? Why do you think criminal illegal aliens who are especially convicted of sexual assault shouldn't be deported? Get them on the spot. Get it on video. Send it to John Giordano. Send it to Scott Pressler. And I promise I will make it viral. I will tag you on there, but we must hold our elected officials accountable. And last point, because especially I'm here at the Great American Outdoor Show. What happened over the weekend? The Democrats National Committee elected a vice chair named David Hogg. David Hogg is on record saying that there is no right to own a gun. So if you know anyone in your life that does believe in the Constitution, as I do, and knowing that our Second Amendment in the Constitution is the right to bear arms, that means that this Democrat Party is overtly saying they are anti-Constitution. They are anti-Second Amendment. And that means that every single person that is a hunter, that believes in self-protection, that believes in self-defense, that believes in the Constitution, you must register and you must vote. And last thing again, November 4th, 2025, New Jersey governorship, and you have the opportunity to defeat 5 Democrat judges, 3 Supreme Court justices, 1 Superior Court, 1 Commonwealth Court. I want you to vote no to retention.
Scott, you're there. No. Do you happen to know who the we'll look it up if you don't. The Commonwealth Court judges?
There are 2 of them. I think the Commonwealth Court is Wajik, and then the Superior Court is okay. Dubow. But just remember, no this November. That's what I want you guys to tell yourself. Remember, no this November.
And before we give where to find you and all the great work that you're doing, Scott, Chester County, any movement there, any registration numbers?
If you take out inactive voters, then yes, Chester has moved to the right. And I want to give a shout out to Chairman Rafi. Chairman Rafi is with the Chester County Committee. Please join your local committee wherever you are across the Commonwealth. Let's keep voting. Let's keep winning. And just again, thank you for having me on every single Monday to share these great reports.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And Scott, where do we find your action to volunteer, to contribute as you gain even more momentum?
Yes, our website is earlyvoteaction.com. We are in PA. We are in NJ. And my promise is you help me win this year, guys, and we will expand into other states like New York, like New Mexico, like Georgia, like New Hampshire. Earlyvoteaction.com.
Thank you, Scott. Enjoy the rest of it. Thanks for popping on today.
Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. We got the side question going on. I'm seeing various people itching for a showdown. I see this as a good sign that Tom Homan is not coming with armored vehicles to the mansion of Phil Murphy. All right. He's going to assess who is it that he's harboring. What is the status? Now, if it's someone who is, there's some technical violation or whatever, then it's going to be interesting to see what they do. The person maybe is not even to go after her, but as much as Murphy in his role as harboring someone who's here illegally. You know, I doubt that even Phil Murphy is harboring someone who's here that has a criminal record. Who knows, though? Or someone here who has a deportation order already. We'll see, though. Kudos to Tom Homan. They're not overreacting. They're looking at this. They're going to make their move when they're ready, not what Phil Murphy wants to do. All right, lightning round. Hit us with somebody, the or of, around the name. That's what we're looking for to get a winner on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, I'm coming to you in the lightning round. If you remember the name Jennifer Say, this is a woman who was, I believe it was Levi Strauss, was the top person, got ousted. She's a liberal. We had her on because she objected to, way back when, the whole trans thing. She was even in San Francisco. She's now developed a clothing line that taps into exactly this. And I didn't know this. The up-and-comer is Nellie Gaines. Riley Gaines' younger sister one of the people for this. She's looking for a big name that will use her athletic gear, though. She'll be on tomorrow at 2 p.m. And it's a heck of a story. So we'll certainly be on that. Nellie Gaines now. At Riley Gaines. Remarkable. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. He's got an interesting one that you see this in almost every sports broadcast, football game, NFL game. The Earl. Hey, Earl. Welcome in. The Earl of Tacony.
Yeah, you're not allowed to nominate yourself, so there's that. real quick, it's my understanding that quite a bit of fentanyl does come across the northern border. I've been seeing a couple stories. Whether they're true or not, I don't know.
But, I have the stat today that I think is pretty definitive. It's very minimal in comparison to Mexico. So I don't think they're, going after anything. I agree with you, Earl, but I don't think they're the problem.
Well, compared to Mexico, nothing compares to how much comes across the southern border, but still, Trump's trying to stop all of it. So, there is that. But my answer is not the Temple, not the Villanova, but it's going to be the Ohio State.
Yes, every time they do that. And the others, I think it started with Miami. They played something like that, and then Ohio State got picked as the Ohio State. Hmm. I hate these guys that give their grade score at high school. Come on, get with the program. Give the college.
Oh, I love that. You wouldn't do the same thing at the NFL?
I don't know. There's something about it that just gone off the script here for no reason. They didn't go to college. That's the impression I have. Well,
I mean,
maybe it was fraudulent.
It's like what Cardell Jones, quarterback at the Ohio State, you know, said years ago. I didn't come here to play school.
That's true. How did he end up? Yes.
He won a national championship.
Right. Let's go to Ron in South Jersey. Ron's got a good one. What's yours, Ron?
I got it. Just a minute. Okay. Where's it at?
Hi, Ron.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do you need a trigger for you? Just think of trash talking. Three-point shot, 6 foot 10 from Indiana. Come on. Who is it?
The Lick from French Lick or something like that.
Thank you. The Hick from French Lick. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I think he made it up about himself.
He was so confident on the phone, too.
Yes. Sorry, but we'll write you down for that. The great Joe of Exton. It almost sounds biblical. You know, we're going back in time with Paul and the apostles. Joe, what's yours today? Hi.
Oh, yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My all-time title refers to that conglomeration of shops known as Bazaar of All Nations. As you walk up to the entrance, you are met by a tall pole at the top of which is a revolving sphere symbolizing of all nations.
All right, Joe, that is a very good one, Joe. Thank you very much. Yes, I love the Bazaar of All Nations. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Jimmy the Greek's last name was Snyder. Don't ask me his real Greek name.
Can you imagine that name change? Oh, my goodness.
No, when I read the name, I was like, no wonder they just said, okay, you're Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am going to make it since all of his songs were considered corny. They referred to Barry Manilow as the king of corn, which he embraced later on in his career. And you guys have a great day.
I didn't know that one. That's pretty good, right? The king of corn. Mm-hmm. We're getting a few obs in here. Let's try Alan in Yardley. Here's a fancy one. Alan, what's yours?
Hi, Dom. I know it's the lightning round. Just want to say something about Murphy.
Sure.
Jeff always claims virtue signaling that they care about immigrants more than the right does. He's using this woman as a political pawn. It's disgusting.
Well, it is. What he's trying to do, I think, Alan, is I think he's trying to draw Homan into storming the mansion there or something. And here the woman has some minor, you know, it's not quite right thing. And I don't think Homan's going to do that. But Murphy has opened the gate to win the governorship in Jersey again by putting these other Democrats under pressure.
Well, if he's the governor, can he expedite her immigrant status?
No, I don't see anything that he could do as governor. It's a federal matter. Yeah, but Homan, I've had Homan on a dozen times, even though he appears brusque and just rushed the type of thing. He knows the guardrail here. He's not going to be sucked into something to make a political point. He's going to take his time, assess this, then he's going to move.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yep.
So, side question. I'm always impressed by powerful women, and I'm especially impressed by those women that can be impactful, even when they're considered to be the spouse. This woman was a duchess. She was the queen of France as the wife of King Louis VII. She was the queen of England as the wife of King Henry II. And she was a reigning duchess and one of the most wealthy and powerful women in Western Europe during the High Middle Ages. I feel like Joe of Exton, Eleanor of Aquitaine.
Yes.
Eleanor of Aquitaine.
I will let Joe be a judge for this round if we get to that one. That's pretty good. One more, Bill in Montco. Bill, afternoon. Who's yours?
This is a hyper-local connection. The King of Prussia. Do we ever know who the King of Prussia is or who he was? But we just say King of Prussia, and how did he get there?
Yeah. He's the patron king of malls, of big malls. Absolutely. All right, Henry, let's unpack this here. Let's come up with a few. Yeah, this one worked out. There were more than I thought.
Oh, totally. And totally, like, out of the box, too. Not even, like, low-hanging fruit. So here, let's go with, I liked Earl and Tacone's answer of the Ohio State. You know, obviously, they claimed
state. You hear that a lot?
And then the last two, with Alan and Yardley, with the Eleanor of Aquitaine. I thought that was a very nice history lesson. And the King of Prussia, because that's something I've thought about time to time, too. It's like, why do we call it that? Who was he?
Let's go with the King of Prussia. All right. I thought that was a hyper-local, very good answer there. Gary, sorry, yours was just a little technical.
The legalities
reason. Legality, Gary. Hope you're still listening. Sorry about that, but we didn't want to flip a coin and have, you know, there's stuff with that answer. Nothing bad, but just...
there's a big game coming up, and that's what his answer was.
And we don't want to get involved with that, so... All right, that name goes into the hat. Tomorrow you'll hear, as I said, this Jennifer Say now has founded a clothing line to strike back around the issue of women's sports and not having men in women's sports. She'll be here at 2 o'clock. But the Murphy thing will be on top of every development. Rich Ciaulli has you next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.